Hi, Tyler. How are you? Doing
good,
well?
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. My name is Nadine, and I'm one of the regional specialists. I take care of the pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been speaking here with Andrew, and I know he does a good job explaining the basics, right? But he did send me over some notes. I did want to ask you, was there any questions that you had as far as the placement that we do, or, you know, even how this would all work for you? Any questions?
No.
Okay. So the marketing that you're currently doing now, he did mention you are with Town Square. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I guess the last 2 months now? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you on a contract with them, Tyler, or is it like a monthly subscription or service, should I say, that you're paying?
Monthly service.
Okay. Okay. Not a contract. Let me take a look at something here. I do see the Google Business profile, and you have a 5-star review on there. Great job. And then, now, did they build you this website?
What?
Hello?
Hello? I'm here. Did they build you this website, the Diamond Brothers Construction.net? Okay.
Yep.
I did notice that it's not attached to the Google Business profile. So just an FYI. Okay. And then you're based out of Susanville, correct? But
yeah.
How far would you say you typically travel for a new customer?
Not very far at all.
No, you say pretty local, like within, I don't know, a 20-mile radius, give or take?
Yeah, I'd probably even say less than that.
Less than that? Okay. Tell me about what is your experience been, because I know Andrew mentioned that you feel Google doesn't work for you.
No, I never said it doesn't work for me. I said paying a company to do anything with it is just it's not a smart business decision, seeing how a lot of my customers find me through Google anyway.
Okay. So would you say then that what Town Square is doing is what's helping you generate business, or is it without even using them? Because you've been with them just 2 months, right?
Yeah. They say anywhere from 90 days to 120 days or whatever, but I'm really not worried about all that. All I was worried about was the website.
Okay. So I guess my question for you is this, right? Your customers find you on Google even without using Town Square, correct?
Right.
You're more worried about having a website, right?
Right.
So do you see no benefit in being on the first page of Google to even help you generate more new business? You're happy with where you're at?
Yeah, I don't see a reason to pay a company to do it when I can just call Town Square and have them do it.
So are they only managing just the website? Not the Google Business profile? Oh, okay. I see. Okay. Well, you know, to be quite honest with you, this is a position that we are looking to fill today. So we're actively looking for a company. That's a good fit. Right. And so you're literally saying you see no interest with paying a company to give you that first page placement. If you did, you would go with Town Square. Is what you're telling me. So regardless of whatever price I were to offer you. Did you mention that to Andrew, that you showed no interest in any of this?
Yeah. I told him it doesn't make any sense to pay a company to do it.
Okay. Have you had a bad experience in the past? I'm just curious, Tyler.
100%.
Why you feel that way?
Absolutely, I did.
Okay. That is completely understandable then. So it's left a sour taste in your mouth. So
absolutely. It was with fucking Triumph Marketing.
Mm-hmm.
They promised everything that you and all the other companies promised, and then they made a website that looked like a goddamn kindergartner made it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kept charging me for like 4 months. Couldn't get anybody on the phone to cancel it. I ended up having to go to my bank and telling them, stop fucking putting these through. And then what do you know? They called.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, once you got a hold of the bank, then all of a sudden they call you. Yeah, I get that. You know what, Tyler, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, if I was in your position and I had that experience, I'd probably feel the same way. I'm not going to lie about that. I would definitely feel like it does. You know that that's the hardest part of my job is when I talk with a business owner like yourself who's had a bad experience. It kind of ruins it for the companies that are legitimately trying to help you, right? And it puts you in a position where it's like, I'm not going to try with anybody because the experience I had, I'm not willing to invest more, you know? And legitimately, bless you. Legitimately, it's like even companies that are really legit trying to help you, you know? So I'm sorry you have that experience with Triumph. I know it's not my fault, right? But again, I apologize that that happened to you. You know, okay, I mean, there isn't much I can do on my end. Your feelings are your feelings, but one thing I can tell you is this. You know, and I'm going to be honest, right? I'm not going to, I'm a straight shooter. I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke. I don't work like that, right? But I will say this, Tyler, just something to consider one day in the future. I'm on my second marriage. My first husband was a liar, a cheater. He was all of it. The only blessing was my daughters. That marriage, you know what I mean? If I thought every single man was like him, I would not have been married a second time with grandkids. You know what I mean? So hopefully at one point you would be able to kind of maybe bring that wall down a little bit and see, you know, where someone could really assist you guys with that, you know? I wouldn't recommend Google Ads for you, that's for sure. I think for you, what would be a really good program to consider is the, used to be called Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads. It's now called Google Verified, and you've probably seen it, Tyler. It's at the very tippy top of the page. It'll say sponsored, but it says verified with a check mark. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, those fucking things are expensive.
But you know what, though? You got to understand how that process works because it's Google's pay-per-lead program, but the leads aren't being shared with anyone. They're only sent to you, right? And a qualified lead is if you talked about price over the phone or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that's considered a qualified lead. If they're calling you outside of your service area, if they're calling you on a service that you don't even offer or to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that's unqualified. And Google will credit the lead back to you. So it'll show that you're licensed. You know what I mean? You're insured. So it's one of, I will say, Google's better products, hands down. I recommend it to anyone that it's available for as long as it's open for your industry, right? Because it's not available for every, I would say, category, right? Or in every location. What's your primary service, if you don't mind me asking? What makes you money?
Oh, we do everything.
You do it all? Okay.
Yeah, I'm a GC. So if I can't self-perform, man, I'm going to find a sub who can.
Right. Well, I'm saying, you know, sometimes even being a GC, you know, you might want to focus more on bathroom or kitchen remodels, or you might, you know, there might be a specific, you know, service that you are primarily focusing on, right? That generates more business. But just to kind of give you an idea though, because you're in Susanville and I was looking it up just to kind of see what those lead costs would be for you, you're looking at about $44 a lead. That's what that lead cost would
be. I've never paid for a lead. I don't think I'm going to start now. Maybe if we get super slow. And this is just where I'm coming from. We've been in business for over 2 years. And since the minute we started, we haven't slowed down, which is very, we're grateful for it. Because a lot of companies, a lot of construction companies here get really slow in the winter. And we don't because we're really versatile and we have so many different types of clients already.
Yeah, and especially like the winter for you guys up there more considering where I'm at in SoCal is very different, right? Because you guys get snow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, unless if I'm going up to the mountains, then that's different. You know what I mean? But where I'm at inland, yeah, we don't get snow.
What part of Southern California are you in?
Orange County, in between Los Angeles and San Diego. I'm like literally 20 minutes away from Disneyland. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're in a more populated area.
Mm-hmm. Very populated. And that's what I'm saying.
So everything that you're offering would make complete sense if I lived in an area like that.
Right. No, I get it.
You know what I mean? When you have hundreds of thousands of people that you want to get in front of that all live different lives, and there's 50,000 contractors, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But here where I'm at, it's not like that. I mean, I put little ads on Facebook or little before and after photos or post the logo, and I have 10 phone calls, you know what I mean?
That's good. And on top of the quality work that you do, right? I'm sure you get a lot of referrals as well, I would assume.
That's mainly how we get our work, is referrals.
That's good. You know, Tyler, that definitely says a lot about your company. You know, so. All right. Well, listen, I do appreciate you taking our call, and it's been a pleasure to speak with you. You know, sorry that we couldn't assist you with more. You're welcome. Keep doing what you're doing. Okay.
All right. I appreciate it.
Have a very blessed day. Thank you so much.
You too.
Bye. Bye.